Moving in, Sally was hiding in the garden, trying to see who was moving in next door. He couldn't see much, but he could hear people talking. It was not in English. When she heard the children's voice, Tilly climbed over the house. But she saw the boy about 8 years old carrying a huge box into the house. Tally grabbed out of the bushes and rushed inside to tell Mom. "There's a boy next door," said Tally. "Did you say hello?" asked Mom. Tally shook her head. "No, he might not speak English. He will understand hello and a smile," Mom told her. Tilly saw the boy coming from behind to rush in his front yard. "He's hiding," said Tilly. "He might be shy," said Mom. "Some people are shy until they get to know you. Ask them over for morning tea tomorrow." When Tilly went outside, the boy stepped out from behind the brush and gave a little wave. Tilly waved back. "Hello, I'm Tilly," she said. "Hello, I'm Hassan," said the boy answered. "We've got hundreds of boxes in that truck. Can I help you carry some?" Tilly asked. "Thanks, but we've got lots of helpers already," replied Hassan. "Would your family like to come to our house for morning tea tomorrow?" Tilly asked. "That would be nice, but my father has no to work and my mother can't speak much English," said Hassan. "Does your mother eat and drink?" Tilly wondered. "Yes," laughed Hassan. "Then she can come for morning tea," said Tilly. "Thanks," smiled Hassan. Morning tea. The next morning, Tilly helped her mother decorate her cake for their visitor. When she heard a knock, Tilly opened the door to welcome them. Then everybody sat together, talking and laughing, sometimes using actions to help each other understand. Hassan's mother nodded Tilly's photo on the wall and asked, "Good school?" "Yes, lovely," said Mom. "That's very friendly," asked Tilly. "We've moved twice before," Hassan told them. "People haven't always been kind." "That's terrible," said Tilly's mother. "I don't understand unkind people," Tilly asked, as all walked to school together on Monday.